The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am here today with Roger Henderson.
Hey, Anita, how you doing?
Good. You are busy, busy, busy.
Yes, I am. Very busy.
Yes, that sounds much better as, yeah. as he's doing the two-step over here.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yes. Technical difficulties. Yes. But it's all good. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. You guys sounded a great show this morning with Ed Dean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were good. A lot of people are right now thinking about, you know, Florence.
Exactly.
You know, headed toward the Eastern Seaboard, and the more recent projections have it going a little bit further south than initially thought. So now we have people in our listening area that are under, hurricane watches, warnings, etc. Georgia, for example, is under a state of emergency right now.
Coastal Georgia. Yeah. And we just had, you know, the breaking news that it looks like Florence has dropped to a Category 3.
Which is good.
With winds covering a wider area as the storm heads towards the Carolinas.
Not good.
Yes, but, you know, a 3 is better than a 4, and it's better than a 5, obviously. So,
exactly.
So we're praying for the best for them. And I know my son is in North Carolina, so, you know, the typical mom that I am, you know, I'm calling him like he doesn't know what to do, right? You know, do this, and don't forget that. And, you know, and here he's a medic, and I'm like, don't forget the first aid kit.
He can handle it, Anita. I'm sure he can handle it.
And that's when he started laughing, and I'm thinking, I told him, I said, just let me be a mom for a few minutes.
No.
But, so we're praying for all of them, and just hoping for the best.
And minimal types of, damage and that kind of thing. But when there is damage, you know, thankfully there are insurance policies and that kind of thing that are in place that helps people out.
Correct. And, this is when I've always known all my neighbors, and I know there's some people that go, I never want to know my neighbor. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, when there's a disaster, if it be an earthquake out in Southern California, tornado, you know, in the Oklahoma area, or if it's a hurricane, it's always nice to know your neighbors.
And a lot of times
we all help each other.
Exactly. And a lot of times threats like these kind of bring people closer together. We had a neighbor who moved. And found out from her, I would never mention her name on the air, that she really, you know, would become anxious whenever there was bad weather, even a thunderstorm. And, asked my wife, could she sleep in our guest room because her husband was away? And it made us feel good that we were able to provide that level of comfort for her and security and something that she had a natural fear of, you know.
That's nice.
And everybody's got their, you know, things that they got to struggle through, and that was hers. Yeah. So, you know, we became, I think, closer, you know, during that storm. And,
it's always nice.
Exactly.
We help each other out. It does bring us a little bit closer. And I know that will be the same thing out in the Carolinas, everybody helping each other out. Today, we have a great show today because we have something a little bit different. We have a public adjuster today on the show. So I'm excited about that. Everybody's wondering, well, what's a public adjuster? Well, we're going to find out today exactly what it is, how it benefits our homeowners, and what they can do.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we get in a bind with insurance and, you know, not knowing, you know, they're only covering so much, or they decide not to cover things. You know, so when do I, you know, we've heard of the insurance adjuster.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is a public adjuster.
And they, as I understand it, they're also insurance adjusters, but they have a different perspective than the one that works for an insurance company.
Correct. Totally different perspective. Another thing I want to bring up is I want to thank everybody who went to my Facebook page on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and I encourage you to go to it. I cannot believe how many likes I got. It was like, oh my God.
Lots and lots of them, huh?
I did. I'm like,
what do you have? Like, you're in the thousands right now, aren't you?
I'm over 6,000.
Good for you.
I'm over 6,000 on my Rapid Fire Real Estate Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get to over 10,000. So I encourage everybody. I just love it that last week, when I said that, I got a lot of feedback from it. And which I appreciate.
One of the things I really love about your show, Anita, and I'm sure your Facebook page reflects this, and I'm going to ask you in a minute, is that when you get on the radio, you're just not trying to sell someone in real estate. You want to give them the full gamut of understanding everything that has to do with real estate. And I would imagine your Facebook page does that, right?
Correct. So, I could talk about stats all day long and bore everybody or numbers and always come with me. Well, there's a lot of great realtors out there. Mm-hmm. So, I just promote the business.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I remind people where I work at, Realty Executive Oceanside. But it's great to educate them about just how to take care of your house, and how do we secure our home?
Right.
How do we make it safe, fire safe? And so we bring a lot of people into our show that perhaps can help.
Right.
Make us better homeowners.
Right. And, even if they're not planning on moving anytime soon, just keeping up the, keeping up the value of the home
or dealing with
your HOA and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So we just try to educate them all the way around and we try to do, I love my friends over at Channel 4 at Look Local, the show with Karen Adams. I love the fact that she, gives business in the community and honors, business. And so we try to do the same thing a little bit here, different businesses that come on that can help our homeowners be better at taking care of their homes.
Yeah. And speaking of real estate, I understand you've got some listings you want to tell people about.
Yes, we do. First of all, I want to remind people that we do want them to call, especially we've got these public adjusters on. So, call us at 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255. 904-222-8255. We're going to really be pushing that this hour, get you guys some phone calls in for these public adjusters. And I think that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Right. And chances are, we live in Florida. At some point, you may have to make a claim against your insurance policy.
Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely. So we do have some hot properties. We do have some hot properties. Yes, here we go with our hot sheet today, because there is some hot stuff here in town. And we have 432 Brody Cove Trail. Brody Cove Trail is only $249,000. It is a pool home with 1,694 square feet. It is a steal. We have a rehab home. And I tell you rehab home, this has been done top-notch by our top producer, Betty Layton, and her husband, Lon. They do a fantastic job in rehabbing homes. And it's on Mescalero. That's 2223 Mescalero Way. $295,000. It's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. It's on a lake, and it's got a screen and patio. And it is a beautiful, beautiful house.
And it's a good idea if you have the opportunity to get water, even if it is a lake and it's not the beach, because that's going to give you better over the long term equity.
Yes, because
all things equal.
Yes, it adds a little bit to the house value. Now, the overall hot value that I feel in Jacksonville right now is at 4310 ish Brant Court East. Okay, that is in the Ortega area. And that is $175,000 for a four-bedroom, two-bathroom, over 2,000 square feet.
Oh, and a good-size house, too.
For $175,000. I think that is amazing. So give us a call at 904-222-8255. We want to hear from you and answer any questions you might have. And we'll be right back on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And today we are talking with Gold Star Adjusters. So welcome back. And welcome. We have Mark and we have Scott.
Mark and Scott are here with us, and met Mark, what was it, last year, right? Or, yeah. Or just about that time?
At least.
Yeah, you guys are old buddies.
Yeah, we go back to the day.
And,
I learned a whole lot about public adjusters, but I'd like to, you know, let everyone know more about public adjusters, and found out from Mark that they really do provide a true service, not just for, you know, the industry, for example, but homeowners. Because, you know, to be frank with, let's be honest, you know, we love our insurance agents, and but honestly, they're in the business to make money, and they get money two ways. One, by charging premiums, and two, if there's a claim, to pay as little as they possibly can.
Well, and the insurance agents themselves, actually, they're not that involved in the claim process.
Uh-huh.
So they're good to know. Mm-hmm. You really want to know your agent, and there are some great agents out there, but they are not the insurance company, and they don't normally make the decision on your claim.
Right.
So they could be on your side, but maybe not the person that's actually paying the claim. So what good is it?
Right. So we know that there's insurance adjusters. So for our listeners out there, what exactly is a public adjuster?
Public adjuster is simply that represents you, the policyholder, instead of the insurance company. We have the same licensing. We just do it from the other side of the table. So we represent you directly to the insurance company, make sure you get paid what you're supposed to get paid, help you through all the process, help you go through the hoops, help you with the documentation, and most importantly, help you negotiate the settlement of your claim from a professional perspective and not just the emotional homeowner's perspective.
So kind of a third party, if you will, that actually kind of you represent the homeowner, but you're looking at both sides. You're looking at to make it.
No, we're not in the middle. We're not independent. We're an advocate for the homeowner, for the policyholder, purely an advocate. We don't even try to be in the middle. We're taking your side. The insurance company's adjuster, they are not in the middle either. They are on the insurance company's side statutorily. So they're working for the insurance company, and they are obligated to the insurance company.
Well, that's who's paying their salary.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. Who pays your salary? Okay.
Our claim gets paid. It's very much like a real estate transaction.
Okay.
Our fee comes out of closing, right? So when or if the insurance company makes a payment, mm-hmm. that's when we get paid. So we do get paid by the homeowner, and it's a percentage, just like in real estate, but it's only out of proceeds. So they're never going into their pocket for our money.
Mm.
The money is coming from the proceeds of the insurance claim. Yes.
So on payment, do you guys, I know you can't give me a cost factor, you know, a price, but is it normally like 10%?
It's normally between 10 and 20%, and it depends on the type of claim, the size of claim, the complexity of the claim. After a hurricane, though, it's actually regulated by the state, and so it's capped at 10%. So there's not an option after a hurricane. But otherwise, in a normal everyday claim, whether it's a fire or a pipe leak or a roof leak or something, then it can be anywhere from 10 to 20%, depending on a number of factors.
Yeah. So on my house, let's say I get a roof leak, and for whatever reason, my insurance is saying, you know, we're only going to give you $1,000 for this roof leak.
And they probably, Anita, won't word it that way. They won't say, we're only going to give you. They'll probably say, we're going to give you $1,000 for
this.
Yeah,
that's true. They're just
congratulations.
Yeah. Here's the letter.
Exactly.
Here's the kiss.
Uh-huh.
And so I know that it's going to cost probably, I need a whole new roof on it. So is that when I would go, okay, I'm going to call Mark up and I'm going to call Scott and say, hey, how can you help me out on this?
Definitely. And you can call before. Once you even think that you might have an insurance claim, you can call us, have us come out to your home, and we can take a look, and we don't charge anything for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a free consultation. We come out, we take a look, and then we tell you whether or not we think you have a claim worth pursuing. Because if you don't have a claim to pursue, the last thing you want to do is notify your insurance company that you've got something wrong with your house.
Because then your premiums might go up.
Premiums could possibly go up, or they could maybe raise your deductible,
mm-hmm.
or they could non-renew you. But in any event, they send somebody out who represents them to your home to look around to see what's going on. And maybe they see a dog that they don't like. Maybe they see a trampoline in the backyard.
So when they're there, they're checking out other things, and they're doing almost like a stealth full inspection of the property that they wouldn't have done otherwise.
Plus, now you have a claim that goes on your record. And if it happens to be anything water or moisture related, they're thinking mold. And as you know, with clue reports in real estate, when somebody then who's looking to buy a home, they pull that clue report, and they see two claims that are water related on that clue report, they may have an issue, and some people may just want to back out of the deal right there. Well, maybe nothing was paid on those claims, or maybe they were resolved and there was no mold issue and it wasn't a big deal.
Mm.
But the clue report doesn't say that. It just says these people have had multiple water issues with their home, and that could mess up a real estate transaction. So you don't want that if you can avoid it.
Yeah, this is really interesting. This is really interesting. So give us a call over here. Let's throw some questions at Scott and Mark at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. I think that's amazing. That's, you know, it's funny because I never really thought about a public adjuster.
And I never knew they existed until I met Mark.
Right, you know, mm-hmm. and Scott reached out to me. I'm all about social media. I'm on every facet out there
mm-hmm.
on social media, and that's where I met Scott, you know, and then he ended up messaging me going, hey, how can I help you? And I'm thinking, well, this is interesting, and we got chatting a little bit, and I learned a little bit more, and I'm going, dude, you got to come on the show.
Right.
And so that way we can let people know that there's this option out there, because some people know, but there's a lot that do not. You know what you guys have to offer. I would never think of calling you guys out first, but you made a very good point, is call you guys first. You can come out and take a look, because you would tell them, no, you don't need me. Yeah, you know, this is...
Right, because if we just come out there and we tell you that you need us, there's no money in it for us if there's no claim in it for you. We get paid, like real estate, a contingency fee. We can't just charge you for trying. We have to be successful. And if we're not successful, we're just spinning our wheels. We're working for free. Right. Nobody likes to do that. So we're going to tell you up front, honestly, if you don't have a claim, we're going to tell you, you don't have a claim. You don't want to put in a bad claim. Mm-hmm. Here's, and then we can give you other advice depending on the situation on what you could or should do about it.
Yeah. Mark, let me ask you, justify you guys' existence. Suppose the company's adjuster comes out and they want to pay the full $20,000 for the roof. How common is that, them wanting to pay? And I know you've got numbers on this.
It's tough for us because obviously most people come to us when they're not happy.
Okay.
Right? So it's going to happen sometimes that the insurance company comes up with the right number. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what those numbers are because those people don't come to us. But I can tell you, of the people that come to us, pretty much 99% of them, we're able to get them not just a little bit more money, but significantly more money mm-hmm. than what the insurance company offered them.
Give me a recent price report. How much did an insurance company, without mentioning names, offer one of your clients, and how much did you get them?
Well, I can tell you on one recently, insurance company offered somebody about $8,000, and they just had to settle for $150,000.
Wow. Right? What was that? I'm curious.
Roof leak and interior damage. They agreed to pay for the roof. But they refused, and of course they were low on the amount of the roof,
mm-hmm.
and then they refused to pay for any of the interior damages, and it was all, they ended up having to pay $150,000. On another one, they paid nothing, ended up offering so far over $300,000 after initially saying it's less than your deductible.
Well, we've got Willie on the line. Willie, how are you doing today, Willie?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Listen, I have a question. My daughter had some damage after a storm, and a guy came out there, took a lot of pictures, and eventually after they fought back and forth and pulled teeth like that, they settled it. But we could have called this gentleman here, and he could have came out and sort of contradict or whatever the adjuster guy or whoever, what he was talking about. Is that what this is?
Yes. And actually, you still can. You still can call us out there, even though it's been settled, unless she has signed a release, which should not have happened. If she didn't have an attorney or her own adjuster involved already, she shouldn't have had to sign a release. So she can still call us out there. We don't charge anything to go out and meet with her, talk to her, look over all the paperwork, and we'll give her our honest opinion.
Okay. Another thing, this clue report you were talking about, at what point does that surface? Is that a prospective person looking to buy a home or whatever?
Yes, that's usually when it happens, and Anita may know more about that. But, yeah, I think typically your realtor can get that report for you, or you can get it for yourself.
Okay, I'll just get your information off the radio. Have a good day, man.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much, Willie, and thank you for calling WBOB. We appreciate that. That was a good question. That was a good question. Even after the fact.
So
right.
Is there a statute of limitations? How long does she have to wait before you guys can come and get her more money if it's called for?
So now in Florida, it depends mm-hmm. on the type of claim. If it's a flood claim, a FEMA flood claim, you only have 1 year after the date of loss. If it's a hurricane claim, you have 3 years. And if it's any kind of other claim, you have 5 years.
Okay.
So it's a pretty long time. You have plenty of time to get with us and see if really if they handled it right or they didn't.
How do they get in touch with you guys?
Simply call us 904-406-7232, 904-406-7232.
Boy, this is extremely interesting.
Yeah.
I've got a lot more questions for you to put you guys on the hot seat. I love it. We're going to learn more about what a public adjuster, how they can help you during any time of for any claim, as well as, you know, in case there is a hurricane or any type of disaster. So stay tuned and give us a call at 904-222-8255. That's 222-8255 on WBOB.
AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Communities along the Carolina coast are battening down the hatches and awaiting an onslaught from Hurricane Florence. And late word is that it has now been downgraded to a Category 3 hurricane. It had been Category 4. It still has very powerful winds. In fact, forecasters say it could linger offshore for a day or two, and the outer bands are presenting an ongoing danger across a wide swath of the U.S. East Coast before the storm is expected to come inland over the weekend. Its track now projected to be more to the south than previous estimates. President Trump has signed an executive order today authorizing sanctions against foreigners who meddle in U.S. elections. National Security Advisor John Bolton and National Intelligence Director Dan Coats told reporters today the executive order is evidence that the president is making election security a top priority. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 15 points. This is SRN News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. Goodclearwater.com.
Everyone knows it's Windy. And Windy has stormy eyes.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find all the time at Realty Executive Oceanside, where the experts are. And welcome back. I love this. We have Randy on the line. Randy, Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
How can we help you today with our public adjusters?
Yeah, I have a question for you. Listening just at the right time. I bought a house about 4 years ago, and it passed inspections and all that. But just this last year, it's about 16, 18-year-old house, and so the roof's about that age. I had started seeing small shingles sliding off the roof after these last storms. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed everybody around my neck of the woods have been getting new roofs. And I didn't know if they knew something I didn't know. I didn't figure I'd get much of an adjustment on a roof that old. And, you know, I'm figuring it'd probably be 10 grand or so, something like that. I haven't priced it yet. But is there something I should know about storm damage, or how are these people getting new roofs these days?
Yeah, that's this. What they know is that insurance companies owe you for a brand new roof, no matter how old your roof is, if you have storm damage to it. So that's what they know. And typically what happens is you get roofers driving around neighborhoods, and when they see a roof with some shingles missing, they then start talking to all of the neighbors. And that's why your neighbors are having their roofs replaced. And the insurance company owes you, regardless of how old it is, they owe you for a brand new roof if it was damaged by the storm.
Mm.
A lot of people think, well, my roof is 16 years old. It was about shot anyway. It's just my problem.
I was starting to think Randy and I were neighbors, because there are about four roofs being at least in our subdivision that are being replaced right now. And I just assumed that the HOA was sending out nasty grams, making people replace their roofs. But that's not necessarily what happened, right?
Right. No, it may not be.
And another thing too, Randy, you probably need to know this, because I had my roof replaced about a year ago, is that the code requirements for the roofs have improved since the last time you had it put in, back in, 16 years ago.
Right.
So any roof they put in now is going to be, a better built.
Yeah, I was concerned maybe the insurance company, you're always scared to file anything with them, that they go up on our rates, or they'd prorate the roof down by the age.
No. Well, it depends on the type of policy. There are most policies, they will not prorate your roof down by the age. Some policies they do. We would have to take a look at your policy.
Yeah, some of them do. But what you're saying, if it's caused by a disaster, that they normally do not do that.
No, it just depends on the policy that you have with them. So if your policy is what's called an actual cash value policy, and sometimes people just have an endorsement on their policy that says if your roof is damaged, we're going to replace it at actual cash value, which means they will depreciate it and prorate it. But they may say, but if your, if your flooring or your walls or something else gets damaged, that will replace at full replacement cost. But sometimes, especially if they know that your roof is over 15 years, that they may say, we're never going to give you full replacement cost on your roof. So it's one of those things, we just need to see the policy.
Yes. So should I call a trusted roofer, or call one of the guys I see working in the neighborhood to look at it and say, can you tell me if this is from storm damage?
Probably want to start off by calling Scott or Mark.
Yeah, I would say you call us, because, and there's a reason why, it's not just self-serving, but the roofer is almost always going to tell you need to replace your roof, because they're hoping that the insurance company will pay for it. But if the insurance company won't pay for it, they're still going to find a way to get you to pay for it, right? So they have a stake in it. We don't have a stake in it. It either it is or it isn't for us. And
okay.
So that's,
can I get your contact information again, please?
Sure. GoldStarAdjusters.com. And we've got a Facebook page, Gold Star Adjusters, or our phone number is simple, 904-406-7232.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Randy. That was a good question. We also have Mr. Webb on the phone. Mr. Webb, welcome to WBOB.
Hello, hello.
Okay,
maybe he couldn't
Randy
hold.
Is no longer there. Well, hopefully Randy will call. Randy will call us back.
Guys, when I'm hearing about what you're doing, I would imagine that a lot of what you do has to do with roofs, but not exclusively. Am I correct? I was reading a story of not long ago, I think it was a couple of days ago, that at a funeral, at an historic church, the floor collapsed right in the middle of the service.
Wow.
And what types of damage do you see happening that you guys have represented?
Oh, with all kinds. Sinkhole would be one, but fire, lots of water leaks, homes leak in all kinds of different places. You have pipes running all over the place. After a certain amount of years, some of them start to fail. A toilet supply line or a sink supply line, which constantly have water running through them, right? They're pressurized. So when those things burst, that water runs until you shut off the main water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're sleeping or if you're out of town for the weekend, I mean, it could fill up your home.
Absolutely, it can. That would be a nightmare to come home.
What about things that are injury related? The alligator got loose, you know,
No, we don't do no injuries. The personal injury attorneys, they want all that for themselves.
Okay.
So even if we could do it, the law doesn't allow us
But very often I was going to say, guys, that, you know, the homeowner's policy will cover injuries in some cases, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But you guys deal with property.
Right. Damage. Property only.
So when would you need an attorney versus a public insurance adjuster?
Well, generally, you would need an attorney if the insurance company just won't deal with us. I mean, we have a license just like they have a license. We have experience, sometimes a lot of times more experience than what your insurance company adjuster has. But we can't force them to do anything that they don't want to do. We can document the claim and we can document how they're digging themselves in deeper. But ultimately, if they don't want to be reasonable, you may have to get an attorney involved afterwards. And then we just usually work with the attorney to present the best case for you.
Okay. And I know for us, you know, we get paid at the closing table. So you guys don't have a closing table. So how do you guys actually get paid? I know you said it's kind of commission based.
Yep.
And do they sign over payment to you guys so that way you actually pay them, homeowner?
It can happen that way. Ours is a virtual closing table. So the insurance company will generally send a check. The check usually has the name of the homeowner, the public adjuster, and the mortgage company are all on there, right? And so it often depends on the mortgage company, what process they want. But what we usually do in our process is we sign over the check to the homeowner. We get a check for our fee at that time that we hold, because usually the funds aren't in their account at the time that they're writing the check, and we know that.
I know, because you just got someone $150,000. A typical person doesn't have that in their checking account.
Right.
Some do, but not everyone.
Right. So we hold
Anita, for example,
check. Sure.
So you hold the fee check, and then you make the check actually to the homeowner.
We can do that. We can if the check is, let's just say there's no mortgage company on it, and we can have, we actually find people that don't have checking accounts. So they will sign it over to us. We'll put it in our bank into like an escrow account, and then we'll give them a check. When it clears, we'll give them a check for all of their amount less our fee. Or they can write us a check, and we can deposit the check once the funds reach their account. So again, they're not going into their pocket. The funds from the insurance company have to get to their account before they owe us the money.
Okay. Well, let's get some phone calls in here. 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And how do we choose a public adjuster? I mean, I'm sure there's a few of you out there. And of course, I know to call you guys because I'm in the business and I know you guys and your reputation. But you know, we should always get, if we get a contractor comes out, you know, we always get a couple. So how do we know? How do we choose you?
Right. It's the same way you do most others. It's by experience and by talking to them. So you have them at your house or you have them on the phone. You ask them about their experiences. You ask them how long they've been licensed or how long they've been with the firm or things like that. And you feel them out. You make sure you're comfortable working with that person and that you have a good rapport.
Very good. So give us a call. Let's ask them some questions. 904-222-8255 on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. You can always find me at anitahiles.com. And today we have Gold Star Adjusters with us. This has been a very interesting segment and a learning experience for me. So I'm glad that you guys are here today. And so tell me, I know that you guys benefit and you guys work with homeowners. Us as realtors, I know we have some realtors out there listening, but how do you work with realtors and how does it benefit us to have a relationship with you?
Well, I think primarily the way that we could benefit realtors would be when they're, or possibly before they get themselves into a transaction or with a buyer and a seller. But specifically, we would get involved after the inspection report comes back and there's damage found, covered damage, whether it be hail, wind damage to the roof, water damage or whatever, as long as it's a covered loss on their policy.
And okay, I have a buyer, mm-hmm. and we do the inspection with, of course, Wally Conway and at Home Pro, and he says, Anita, there's some wind damage here, and so I give Scott and Mark a call, and then right. What happens?
Well, we'd come out and inspect the damage first, make sure that it is something that we could work with, and it's covered.
Okay. And how does that work? I mean, you guys come out and what? You tell me that there's damage. So why am I not going to the seller versus I'm going to you?
Well, the whole thing is you don't want this damage to bog down the process or to kill the deal, right? So
right.
Usually the seller is not going to want to come out of pocket to replace his roof because he found damage up there, right?
Right.
And the buyer doesn't want to buy it as is, mm-hmm. because
right.
damage
because
is found.
That's not going to happen, right?
So a lot of times and the seller might actually say, I don't want to put in an insurance claim, but Or maybe he thinks he can't, or maybe he thinks it's going to make his premiums on his next home go up.
Sure.
Whatever it is, we can come in and consult and talk to them and you know, deal with the myths about putting in an insurance claim and give them the realities and let them know, no, this is how it can work. We can do it more than one way. There's actually a way that the seller can assign the benefits of that insurance claim to the buyer so that the seller then doesn't have to deal with it if the buyer's okay dealing with it. There's a number of ways that it can work out. And so what we do is we just kind of set them all out there for you, for the parties, and let them decide.
Yeah, because, you know, every so often we do have a difficult, seller on the other side when we're representing a buyer and they're going, no, I'm not going to replace the roof. I'm not going to do it. And then it's like, you know, yeah. We don't want this to kill the deal. Right. And if we walk away, you're still going to have to do something with this roof. So sometimes it's just maybe educating them, having you guys come in and to help with that process.
Right.
Exactly. And sometimes that's all it takes is a little education. Plus also knowing that you're not going at it alone. Most homeowners, they just don't feel comfortable with the process and they tend to just shy away from it. So if we're there with them and they have confidence in us and we're telling them it's going to be okay, they're usually a lot better mm-hmm. about it. Now they know somebody's in their corner, somebody has their back, and it's somebody who knows the process and who knows how it's going to work out.
We've been talking about this all from the residential perspective, but I would imagine you do the same types of service for commercial real estate.
Absolutely, sure. Any type of property.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting. Now, people are, you know, bracing themselves part of the area right now for the hurricane, and we're roughly 50% of the way through the 2018 hurricane season anyway, so we have no idea what could be affecting Florida, but you also service clients in Georgia, right?
Yes, we do.
That's great.
We're licensed in Georgia. I have several adjusters mm-hmm. who are licensed in Georgia in case there's damage there.
Right, right. Good idea to just go ahead and bookmark your website.
Absolutely. You want to bookmark the website. And a lot of it, again, kind of like Anita said before, our website is very informational. It's not just about selling something or somebody. We really have nothing to sell. We have information to give. And then if by checking us out, you know, you need our service, we can do that too, and we're happy to do that. But we have plenty of information to give. We always consult for free. It's all about, you know, giving the information, because in most cases, you know, if you give good information, they're going to come to you for service too.
Yes. And so you can reach Gold Star Adjusters at goldstaradjusters.com. And also Mark's email address is mark@goldstaradjusters.com. It's pretty simple. And where's your office located?
We're right in Mandarin, off of San Jose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. God, you had a long drive to work.
Yeah. No, not bad at all. And I live close too, so it's really nice and convenient. Yeah, it's right off San Jose, just a little bit north of Crown Point Road.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
I remember you sharing the stat with me a while back. People who, you know, wing it on their own, deal just with the insurance company's adjuster versus not having a public adjuster. What's the difference as far as the average claim that you receive?
It depends whether it's a storm or not a storm, but the state actually did its own study. Mm-hmm. And they're not in our favor. They're not in our camp. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to do us any favors. But when the state did a study, they found that if it was not a hurricane claim, that the difference was about 500% more using a public adjuster versus going it alone. And after a hurricane, they found it was over 700% more on average using a public adjuster than going it alone. So it's a big difference.
I would definitely give you guys a call, because I'm the type that I get busy, and especially when it comes to stuff like this, I don't, you know, it's like it stresses me out. It's like, I don't even want to deal with this. It's like, here, you deal with it. I like giving it to the professionals and say, here, this is it. See what you can do for me. And, you know, let's get this done.
Yeah.
Right. Well, as a realtor, you know that you're all about having resources and being resourceful. So
absolutely.
You can't be the expert in everything.
And not at all.
We just like to be one of those resources for realtors.
Well, you're definitely going to be one of those hats that I'm going to say, yes, let's give Golden Star a call and see if this is something that could be handled a different way. I think it's a good deal.
Absolutely. If you're going to get a 500% difference by,
yeah,
you know,
that
definitely pays for the 10% commission.
Absolutely.
And more.
Right.
Or 700% increase. You know, it's definitely worth it. I'm thinking, you know, with being in a hurricane-prone zone, it might be a good idea for people to just go ahead and save that phone number, you know, in their address book right now. That way they don't have to go look it up in the middle of the disaster.
Right. And it's one of those things, obviously, you know, when the disasters come in, you want to mm-hmm. be thinking about life and mm-hmm. property.
Right.
About protecting and preserving. You also want to be thinking about documenting. Real estate's all about location. Insurance claims are all about documentation.
Right. Real quick, do a quick little bullet list on what people need to do right now, even before the hurricane, with their iPhones. Or in your case, Android. I'm sorry to pop. Nobody's
right.
Perfect.
I'm not offended. Photo and video your possessions and your property, your home, inside and out. Take pictures. Take video. Your phone has got plenty of space for all of this, but document as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And then
save it to the cloud.
Right. Save it to the cloud. Save it somewhere safe where it's not going to get damaged.
Right. The home entertainment system, that big 72-inch television you just got.
Everything. Open up drawers and take pictures.
The video wall you put up because you wanted to have your house looking just like church.
Absolutely. Yeah, no,
and,
really.
And doing this for your businesses as well. I remember I did this, you know, before Irma. And actually, before Matthew, I took the pictures and the videos, and I opened everything. It's like, this cost me a lot of money. I am going to protect it.
Right. I did it too, and you didn't need it. But
I didn't need it either.
Right.
But I have it now. And
Then once it passes, now you want to start thinking about recovery. So that's when you want to start thinking about giving us a call and just kind of putting us on notice that that this has happened, and you know, getting advice on what should be the next steps, mm-hmm. what do I think about now, and those kind of things.
Yeah, and there are ways people can kind of stay in touch with you. One of the ways, and people do this with your Facebook page, Anita, go ahead and like your Facebook page.
Right.
That way you're kind of like always already presence of mind in the middle of the disaster, and you're getting regular feedback, and you've kind of developed a relationship cyberly, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, and you can reach Mark and Scott at 904-406- That's 406-7232.
Okay, real quick, your hot properties again, Anita?
I got hot properties. But you know what? Next week we have a fantastic show,
okay.
Roger. We have an attorney coming on, and we're going to talk about next week on how to take title. A lot of people think they know how to take title on their property. Well, next week we're really going to show them, because a lot of times maybe the best way isn't to take it as husband and wife. Sometimes the best way if you're single is to take it mm-hmm. another way. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that.
I've heard of people putting their homes in a trust fund. And
we're going to talk about all of that next
week. That may even help with you know, willability and you know, the estate planning.
So we want people to definitely tune in next week. So we have a great show. And I do want you to go to my Facebook page.
Okay.
Now, I appreciate you guys calling in and talking with us. This is Anita Hiles on Rapid Fire Real Estate. I'm easy to find all the time. God bless, and thank you for listening to WBOB.
Okay, talk to you next week.